Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Shen Yun brings artistic perfection to five European countries. More than 200 want to learn Falun Gong at Sweden's largest health expo. Compassion versus cruelty, former Jewish safe haven and a notorious prison on the same Shanghai street. New Zealand, rally in support of 230 million who have quit the Chinese Communist Party. Mr. Yang Dechen, imprisoned for over 10 years, arrested again. And Norwegian students learn about Falun Gong on Australian tour. Now for the stories.
Shen Yun brings artistic perfection to five European countries. During the second half of March, Shen Yun Performing Arts continued its European tour and presented 18 shows in Germany, Spain, Belgium, Czech Republic, and Italy. Both returning and first-time audience members alike enjoyed Shen Yun's brand-new 2016 production. They applauded the artistic perfection and positive spirituality exhibited in the performances. Minister of Culture, a confluence of positive energy and good hope. Daniel Herman, the Minister of Culture in the Czech Republic, said, "It's a beautiful show, presenting both the superb art of the profound Chinese culture as well as the spiritual aspect. It provides hope, most important of all." He described Shen Yun as a confluence of positive energy and good hope in people. He added, "It is indeed the touch of the divine. I think it is important to turn our heads toward the values from which this message and art come from." Flutist, amazing and absolutely great. Flutist Sergio Gelsomino said, after seeing the performance in Frankfurt, "The atmosphere, the music, and the color were amazing. There was something in the air that touched my heart. I even cried at the beginning of the performance. I felt so good, which was absolutely great." Dancer, perfection at its best. After seeing the show in Frankfurt on March 12th, Michael Ebert, a former competitive ballroom dancer and Latin American dance performer, said, "Shen Yun dancers show perfection at its best. There are many subtleties in the Shen Yun dances. The skills are extraordinary and require mental training as well as psychological factors. To accomplish such an undertaking, the values, openness, truthfulness, and wisdom have to be developed. Only then can one develop freely." He added that the performers have my greatest respect and compliments because of what they have accomplished. Makes you feel like you're in paradise. "The orchestra doesn't deserve 10 points, but 12, said travel agent Conchita Feliu, who brought a party of 40 to the performance in Barcelona, Spain, on March 18th. Ms. Feliu said she felt like she was on a cloud, that the whole production was something really special, and that her group enjoyed it all, too. Shen Yun will continue its European tour with April performances in Vienna, Austria, Hamburg, Germany, Aarhus, Denmark, and Paris, France.
More than 200 want to learn Falun Gong at Sweden's largest health expo. Sweden's largest health expo, the Harmony Expo, was held in Solna on April 2nd and 3rd, 2016. Falun Gong practitioners were invited to the annual event and introduced the practice to the public. More than 300 vendors took part in the exhibition in suburban Stockholm. Many people visited the Falun Gong booth, attended the introductory presentation, and watched the on-stage exercise demonstration. Native Swede Carolina said she felt that the booth had strong and pure energy. "With an interest in Chinese language and traditional Chinese culture, she has visited China several times. Upon learning about the severe persecution in China, where practitioners have been mistreated, tortured, and even become victims of live organ harvesting, Carolina was shocked and signed a petition calling for an end to the suppression." She said, "I will read more about this and hope the persecution will stop soon." Maria, a quiet young woman, listened to the presentation and came to the booth for more materials. She also signed the petition and wished the practitioners well. Helena and Tula, two Swedish practitioners at the expo, said many people were interested in the peaceful meditation. Helena said, "The room that we gave the presentation in was a full house. In the past 2 days, more than 200 people have asked about how to get started with the exercises. Most of the visitors also signed petitions to support practitioners. Falun Gong was introduced to the public in 1992, and the number of practitioners reached about 100 million by 1999, when the Chinese Communist Party started a nationwide suppression.
Compassion versus cruelty. Former Jewish safe haven and a notorious prison on the same Shanghai street. Two noteworthy places are located on Changyang Road in Tilanchao in the Hongkou district of Shanghai. The Shanghai Jewish Refugees Museum, which was a safe haven for Jews during World War II, and Tilanchao Prison, notorious for persecuting Falun Gong practitioners. Shanghai opened its door to Jews who were at threat of being killed by the Nazis during World War II. More than 20,000 Jewish people escaped the Holocaust by fleeing to Shanghai and found refuge in Tilanchao. History recorded the Chinese people's compassion. However, across the street from this safe haven is the Shanghai Tilanchao prison, where innocent Falun Gong practitioners have been persecuted since 1999 and are still jailed. Like other prisons and labor camps in China, officials carry out Jiang Zemin's genocidal persecution policies of ruin their reputations, bankrupt them financially, and destroy them physically. And beating Falun Gong practitioners to death will be counted as suicide. Due to China's internet blockade, it's not possible to obtain an accurate count of the number of practitioners who have died in Tilanchao prison or accounts of torture they have been subjected to. However, it's known that Falun Gong practitioners are still imprisoned in the facility. In the same city and on the same street, one side a safe haven for victims of the Nazis' genocidal crimes, and the other side a prison that carries out the Chinese Communist Party's genocidal policies. They stand in sharp contrast, one side compassion and the other side wickedness. The Nazis who participated in persecuting the Jews were tried and sentenced after the war, including nurses and guards. In 2013, 93-year-old Hans Lipschitz, who was deported from the United States for lying about his Nazi past, was arrested by German authorities on allegations that he served as an Auschwitz death camp guard. Heaven's vengeance may seem slow, but it's sure. It's heaven's law that good will be rewarded and evil will be punished. We hope that those who have participated in the persecution of Falun Gong will stop immediately, make up for the damage they have caused, and leave themselves a safe haven to seek refuge in.
New Zealand, rally in support of 230 million who have quit the Chinese Communist Party. Falun Gong practitioners held a rally on Queen Elizabeth Square in downtown Auckland, New Zealand on April 2, 2016, in support of the 230 million Chinese people who have withdrawn their memberships in the Chinese Communist Party and its affiliated organizations. A crowd was attracted by the huge banners, display boards, a performance by waist drummers, and practitioners demonstrating the Falun Gong exercises. Mr. Barry Wilson, president of the Auckland Council for Civil Liberties, spoke at the rally. He said that the persecution against Falun Gong, launched by the former head of the Chinese Communist Party, forced many Chinese people to give up their faith in Falun Gong. He added that the most brutal atrocity is the regime's harvesting of organs from living Falun Gong practitioners for profit. He encouraged Falun Gong practitioners to keep up their peaceful efforts to raise awareness of the persecution until it ends. Persecution must be stopped. Mr. Kerry Gore, a human rights lawyer, said in his speech that the CCP's brutal persecution of Falun Gong practitioners who believe in truthfulness, compassion, forbearance has persisted for 17 years. The regime has illegally arrested, detained, brainwashed, and tortured many Falun Gong practitioners who have raised awareness of the persecution and harvested and sold their organs while they were still alive. All of this should be strongly condemned by the international community, said Mr. Gore. The persecution must be stopped immediately. He believes that the movement of quitting the CCP will continue until the regime's persecution of human rights stops. Voices of support. Ms. Yu, a lecturer in the politics department at a university in China's Sichuan province, passed by the rally and said, "I admire Falun Gong practitioners' courage. They keep speaking out for their persecuted fellow practitioners after so many years. Remarkable." She said she was moved by human rights lawyers outside of China speaking out for Chinese people's human rights. She asked a practitioner to help her withdraw from the Youth League and Young Pioneers, two of the CCP's youth organizations. Breaking through censorship. Mr. Wong, a software engineer, had just immigrated to New Zealand 2 months ago. He was amazed at being able to personally participate in the rally. "I never expected to see such a spectacular scene," said Mr. Wong. "Although I also saw such rallies on the internet after circumventing the internet censorship a while back in China, they weren't as amazing as what I see in person here." Mr. Wong said that if people inside China had access to uncensored information, such as quitting the Communist Party, live organ harvesting, and so on, they would immediately understand what the true situation is. During the three-hour event, 88 Chinese people quit the CCP organizations. In addition, since November 2015, more than 2,700 people in New Zealand have signed a petition reporting the crimes committed by former Chinese leader Jiang Zemin and calling on China's Supreme Procuratorate to prosecute him.
Mr. Yang Dixin, imprisoned for over 10 years, arrested again. Mr. Yang Dixin, 48, from Wanzhai County, Jiangxi Province, began practicing Falun Gong in August 1996. He has been illegally detained for more than 10 years. Since the persecution of Falun Gong began in 1999, he has been held in a forced labor camp for 3 years and imprisoned for more than 7 years. Mr. Yang was arrested again when he went to visit his 80-year-old mother in Wanzhai County on February 27, 2016. History of persecution. Mr. Yang was arrested at work by agents from the local 610 office in Ruiyan City, Zhejiang Province in 2000. He was held over for 3 years in a detention center and tortured. He was once tied to a steel chair and deprived of sleep for 3 days. He was released in 2003 and found a job in Wenzhou City, Zhejiang Province. He was detained for 2 days for distributing Falun Gong informational flyers. Mr. Yang was arrested for the second time when he was handing out Falun Gong informational materials in Yifeng County, Jiangxi Province, in 2005. He was tortured for more than 20 hours for refusing to tell the police where he got the materials. The police station director beat him until his nose bled. Mr. Yang was then handcuffed from behind and suspended in the air while one police officer burned his face and arms with cigarettes. He was later sentenced to 7 years in prison. During his detention, Mr. Yang was tortured in many different ways, including being physically and verbally abused, forced to do slave labor, handcuffed or shackled while suspended in the air, and forced to attend brainwashing sessions.
Norwegian students learn about Falun Gong on Australian tour. A group of Norwegian students from Solborg Folk High School in southwestern Norway added learning about Falun Gong to their travel itinerary on a recent trip to Australia. The 16 students and two teachers with interests in the film and television industry originally reached out to a local filmmaker who is a practitioner of Falun Gong and a Norwegian expatriate living in Sydney. The practitioner helped the group arrange some activities of interest. A lesson in censorship. The first stop was a trip to the Australian Cinematographers Society, where students watched the short film The Persecution of Falun Gong, which recently received the Silver Award at the 2015 Spotlight Documentary Film Awards and the Excellence in Directing Documentary Short Form Award at the 2015 International Cinematic Arts Film Festival in Los Angeles. The film took 2 years to make, during which time the New York-based producer, Paulio Shakespeare, and director Matthias Magnusson conducted over 20 interviews with experts and eyewitnesses. The 10-minute mini-documentary depicts the Chinese regime's ongoing suppression of the meditation practice called Falun Gong, or Falun Dafa. In the Q&A session after the film, students asked many questions about media censorship in China. One film and media instructor asked why he hadn't heard about the persecution in China. The practitioners explained how China ranks very low in terms of media freedom, according to the watchdog group Reporters Without Borders. They also explained how the Chinese regime fears that allowing too much freedom in news reporting would lead to the downfall of the Communist Party. The Central Propaganda Department subjugates journalists and producers in radio, film, and television to maintain the party's control over the media and to ensure that all content is in line with party dogma. Learning the Falun Gong exercises. In the afternoon, students joined a one-hour Falun Gong meditation class at the University of Technology near Sydney's Central Business District. The class included a basic introduction to Falun Gong, learning the five exercises, and a Q&A session with practitioners. The students and their teachers expressed their gratitude to the practitioners for introducing them to Falun Gong and helping them learn about the persecution in China. The class is heading back to Norway later this month, taking with them memorable experiences and much food for thought. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.